Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Lisa of Lisa's Humane Life. My real name is Chris. And I'm shocked that I'm still here and able to talk. I wanted to do a show Friday and Saturday night, but Thursday and Friday night I was too sick. When I say sick, I mean, I've got satellite and drone weapons being used on me. And I'm out here basically to warn the public and... I have done this before, and I had a lot of outreach from other victims around the country and world, and I have been in touch with victims around the world. I do talk shoe cause, and I'm being honest and frank. I can't be anything but. I cannot always discuss the things that I know. I know firsthand. I might add that I'm a college-educated human being here, and I obviously have more tenacity, guts, intelligence, and moral ways about me and thinkings than the elite, the intelligence, and the military. And I say that, I don't enjoy saying that, but I have to speak the truth, in particular in these last days. And we are in the last days. That's not up for debate. Nothing I speak of is up for debate. We've got, we don't have much time left. I watched the sun prepare to set this evening, and it's almost direct due north. That's, we've been slow pole shifting. That is a full-fledged pole shift, period. This is why they did 9/11. We've been ruled behind the scenes by obviously degenerative minded people. And I mean degenerative. You know, I don't want to use any foul language. I'm not one to do that, although from this targeting I have used some choice words due to no fault of my own. I refuse to lay fault on myself. I have weapons of massive destruction shot down at me 24/7. This is genocide, democide. And the word D in front of genocide, just replace it with a D, democide, means your government. Your government is doing this to you. It is not your neighbors. It's your government. And if you think it's a neighbor, I feel sorry for you. I'm glad I didn't see it that way. I knew immediately it was the government, so you know. I find them, and I wish more people would speak out, but it's too late. If you were going to speak out, it's too late. I know that this targeting, there's a particular person with a PhD that keeps putting down TIs, and he hangs out with TIs. He's a young person. Just because he has a PhD doesn't mean he is know-all. Nobody knows everything. But I can speak because I've been living it. And then I go online, I do my research, and I find tons of other people exposing us. Many of them, high caliber as well, are victims. But it seems that there are some high-level PhDers out there who are being targeted, and they still are not, they're not going to have time to get it all. But, you know, this is for those that are listening to a different PhD young guy. He knocked all the targeted individuals down for not showing up in D.C. I find that insulting, and I'm really arrogant, and one filled with ignorant comment, very ignorant, and I say why. Every time I go in, he used to make fun of me every time I came in, suggesting the word in bold letters, hive-minded. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on as I watch him in there being hive-mined by the hive-mind teams. And if he thinks that's a joke, well, so I guess in a sense he is still being targeted, because I've never heard of anybody that got attacked and then didn't. You'd think he wouldn't want to hang around. But anyway, again, nobody should act like they know it all. And at the very least, respect each other when they do speak of the things being done to them, because the things we have being done to us is no less archonic, demonic, yes, alien. Because it's alien, if you know, look up the term. I mean, these people with these degrees, you should know your terminology. It is alien to me. So if it's alien to me, it's alien. I'm not saying it's from another planet. I'm just saying. And then again, it could be. I don't know. I'm going to die not knowing, and I quite frankly don't care. I don't care where they're from. Personally, I think they're from here, but I don't care who they are, what they are, where they're from. This is evil, what's being done. Pure evil. Now, it was suggested that I did something on the internet to deserve being struck down with satellite weapons, drones, cell phone towers. It ricochets over, it relays to others' cell phones, strangers, who are also sadly controlled physically, mentally, remote. It's done remotely. That means it's being done from afar. It's done on the neuro. That's the brain. So it's being done from afar to on the brain with signals. Now, how do they do the signals? Well, we got HARP, chemtrails, which is the medium for directed energy weapons. Yes, weapons that you cannot see are being directed down from your sky, and it's being shot down at various people. Some are whistleblowers, and they whistleblow for the good of the country, if not world. And I'm at a loss as to how Americans can keep sitting in front of their TVs when this is going on. However, that said, They're all under mind control. And if you don't think that's possible, excuse me, go over to YouTube and you'll find President Clinton. Look up for Clinton, and he's hypnotized. He's just sitting in a chair, and I've never seen anything like it. There are several clips somebody filtered out. And I realized that a lot of good people did try to filter the truth out, but it got nowhere. They were like me. It was a losing battle. But hey, against the so-called biggest, most powerful military in the world. Gee, go figure. That's the military-industrial complex that John F. Kennedy spoke of. But too many people were busy buying into their his sexcapades, which they shoved down our throats purposely. I was a little girl, but I do recall. I remember all my life. It was constantly putting him in, poured the late Jacqueline down. Constant. She fled and ran to the richest guy in the world that she knew. She was terrified. She knew who did it. I should have told you how big it was. And she fled there and took a lot of crap and heat from, you know, the elites, reporters. It's their media, not ours. Never was ours. All the propaganda. And she did that for her children. And she did a doggone good job, if you ask me. Her children, the way her children are, were as adults, shows what kind of people they were. So when we lost the former honorable late President John F. Kennedy, that was our last authentic government. We haven't had one since. If you think Bush Sr. had anything to do with legitimacy, I strongly suggest you, I don't know what to tell you. It's too late now. You can go to hoaxofthecentury.com and, I wish you luck reading that all over there. It shows pictures of him as a Nazi. Yes, they were all Nazis. You see, the Nazis were supplied by, they were backed by the Rothschilds and the Jesuits. And I want to say the Queen, but she actually doesn't run anything either. It's the Crown. And their banker is the Rothschilds. And the Federal Reserve, it's not federal. We were sold out in 1913 by high-level, high treasonous traitors in this country, just like World War II. We were sold out, and the Rothschild Jesuits, I believe, run the Federal Reserve. You see a pattern? So everything we've done here, every house that's been went bankrupt, people have been thrown out of their homes, people have been thrown into jail for not being able to pay their taxes. You can thank the Rothschilds for that. And the Rockefellers made all their money under the Rothschilds torturing people, experimenting on people, which is torture. The American Psychology Association in Washington, D.C. was not started until the Nazis got here. You can blame it on Montauk and all the rest, but it's the Rothschilds that are behind all that. That's who owns DARPA. And my labs, that's your military, and that's your laboratories that experiment horrifically on people underground in the dumps, and all of this is you paid for. I had just sat outside, I tried with my dog for a moment, because life is not normal for me anymore. I keep getting thrown into simulations, sediment simulations. I've got so much metal and nano shot into me, it's just not funny. It's like they've just weaponized, they've shot so much into me from parasites. I have parasites that'll crawl over me. They're being shot at me. They literally will go into a munching thing inside of my body. You can tell they're programmed. I can't make this up. This is horrible. Again, supposedly this was over something I said on the internet. This is just for something someone said. You understand? Again, I repeat. This is like maybe I filled out a petition for 9/11 truth, and this is what they do to you? Do you see what I mean? Synthetic robots shot down at you? Yes, me. Ran off the road I don't know how many times. Knocked over with satellite weapons, knocked down, knocked over, slipped and fell over and over and over again. It was and walking around for several years now, like now, with beam weapons from the sky, because I'll go out now and then just to remind myself, oh, there they are. These are UAVs that hover over our homes, but they're also classified as drones and maybe satellites. I just know in writing, drones. And these things are attacking me. As I sat outside with my dog a while ago, I kept getting hit with electrical shocks. That's the drone that was, I watched go by. It was bright, it was a white light blinking. Sometimes they're red. Tonight, I could tell it was white. Of course, it's not a clear sky. The whole sky is chemical synthetics. Again, the whole sky is nothing but synthetics and chemicals. excuse me, do you hear that? I have biologicals that are shot into me. These drones are going after any part of my body that I might have injured prior. And when this, I had roboticized, pre-programmed some nanobots that were shot up into me, and they latched onto me on the upper left side of my chest. And they didn't. And then, and I also had a UAV satellite right behind me latched down into my back, and they met, and they kept me like that for two long, heinous days. The fellow victim wouldn't come help me. He was right down the road. He was too busy doing nothing. He was live on the internet, and he would not come help me. Of course, he went around and told everybody he was in a nut house for the next 4 or 5 months. I know. I watched him do it on the internet. I've yet to hear an apology about that. I have heard people make apologies for him. Nobody ever asked me how I am. They don't. People just, their empathy is gone. Matter of fact, their thinking is gone. People are suffering from major dementia, Alzheimer's, and there's obviously a medical conspiracy going on. Now, either what I have witnessed is they're not real bright anymore. They seem to be very lapsedasia, dumbed down. Of course, they probably were first on to be controlled with signals going to the mind, so that they could be controlled on the outside. Because I'm telling you, the ones that are targeting us are underground. They're underground. They're in the dumps. They're underground under the in the military. They're not out here. I guarantee it. And if there's anybody that is out here, like someone flying over, well, they're screwed with the rest of us. That tells you how little there were. Just saying. And I say that because I believe they've been underground since at least 2013, at the very least, maybe, because they know a pulse shift's getting ready to happen. I just had a sonic noise from the sky. Now, this is all now being shot in the head. This is the kind of sick, twisted, degenerate, the power brokers that are in control. We can sit here and name names from Lockheed Martin and Raytheon on. And, you know, there might be hundreds of companies involved, if not more. There were at least 600 plus during World War II. And they were all under Nazi rule, I might add. Nobody cared. They were making money hands and fists both sides. Okay? And again, I repeat, both sides. Now, if you think for 1 minute they weren't controlling our political scene, you're kidding. And I was never political, ever. I just sort of voted one direction, one woman. I knew who she was all my life. I was shocked to learn that she signed on for the drones as well, to be tested over American skies on Americans. I'm shocked that to find that the United States government has been experimenting on its people since the Nazis got here, World War II. We didn't win, you understand? As a U.S. historian, it is my obligation to tell you that we lost. We did not win. If we had won, I would have won my case. Everything, you know, maybe my husband would still be alive. Now, you can get into what kind of people are they? Well, they're degenerates, obviously. Corrupt beyond belief. Degenerates. They have an arrogance about them where they feel that they just don't think there's anything wrong with themselves. They're that egotistical and arrogant. It probably comes from generations and generations of inheriting all that, and they never had to work for it. Yeah, they are the useless eaters. It's worse than useless. Personally, I don't think they should be allowed to exist on the face of this earth, both in and above. They should not be allowed to exist. And we no longer have a military or an intelligence that is looking out for us. I'm not real sure if they ever did. Had anybody been looking out for us, this would have never happened in our generation. And that's how I feel about it. It's too much talk that I heard prior to targeting, even that everybody knew it was wars were bankers' wars. Well, they still kept going. Why did they enlist? Because the only job they could get, you know, see, this is what's happened to this country, but it's too late now. It's too late. When I, as an older lady, sit outside, and I've got drones on me, and right now I have satellite weapons shooting down, it's a UAV shooting down into me, and it uses the smart meters. And if you think it doesn't, I don't know what to tell you. There's no argument here from me. What I say here is what it is. It's not up for debate. I believe there most of this is something they're doing to our minds, neuro, the brain. And last year I had several separate gentlemen call in to tell me that, and they were right. They were targeted heavily, and I'm thankful that they had the tenacity about them to call in and explain it to me. And it was painful listening to them, because it was probably painful for them to speak. Now, all this nanotechnology and weaponized parasites, and everything's weaponized, so you know, not just the metals and the barium and everything else, but it's all coming from chemtrails. There's particles that lithium has been sprayed down on us. Lithium. This has got microwaves in it and electromagnetics from the HARP. But there's something else in the background as well, and that's CERN, and that's up the D-Wave. And I heard the Dr. Horton, who used to work for CERN as a victim now, and even she doesn't realize it, because it goes to show they don't want all these people knowing, and that might be how she got targeted when you hear about her background. Now, they're getting rid of any and everybody. Now, what I'm told and what I understand is that it's computers doing this to us. Somewhere at the beginning of all this Wilcox kill chain, and that is a general Wilcox kill chain, I might add, and that came from anthropologists at Whistleblow when they were doing human map training with satellites. That later warped into Jade Helm. Somewhere in the beginning, people sat down and planned this, and they did. It wasn't just Brzezinski, but he was one of them, Kissinger, and many, many others. Our own government did. You understand? Our own government. Now, there's people like Wyden, who I had a lot of respect for, until I seen that his name was on the list of those that signed on for drones to be tested over our skies. And to be tested on people. I'm shocked at what I've heard, seen and read and heard from, and they're not all the upper level educated government whistleblowers are, they don't know everything either. A lot of them don't know about chemtrails. Some of them do, some don't. Some of them, I'm shocked, some of the most intelligent are preparing to run for president. That tells me they have no idea what's going on. So they're not more prepared for a pulse shift as anybody else. They're also not prepared for what all has been done to their population due to chemical trails. This is biotech, nanotech, nanobots, programmable matter. And they're using holograms as well. And with those holograms, they can project down with Project Bluebeam, spinning holograms that'll spin all around you. AI-controlled artificial intelligence that's like little nanorobots. They're going so fast you cannot see them. They cannot be filmed. I did the research on this a few years ago, and it seems that most TIs who want to debate me have never seen my YouTube channel because I did a lot of YouTube videos myself. I spent a lot of time doing them. I did voiceovers of insiders talking about it. One of them was Michael from Around the World. I learned a lot from him. I wish him well. Even though, his own words, he did flyovers. And he thought it was okay to do it, to torture people in their homes, his words, because they weren't in God's book of life. Okay. He doesn't know who wrote the Bible? I'm shocked. Because, see, we grew up not knowing we were living in a world that was filled with corruption, arrogance, ignorance, and Freemasons. And the Rosicrucians, which I'm ashamed of because that started with the Lemurians. And I've never seen so many sellouts in my life. They've hidden the truth from us. They've hidden everything, A to Z. This has all been hidden from humanity. That we got our start. We were here long prior, and I believe that we were highly evolved human beings on this earth. This was our world, and along came the Anunnaki, and it appears others came with them, or they created greys. They seem to be androidish. I know they've had one in front of me. Maybe it was real. I don't know. I have no earthly idea. This is all alien to me. And again, I use that term because that term means it's strange to me. It's not of my world. It's certainly not anything I grew up around. And then again, I guess I did a little bit. But I'm not going to discuss that tonight. And so what we got going is this is a democide. And there's something called Skynet, and they turned it as a Terminator, and it runs through the cloud computing and connects with the towers and the smart meters and the smartphones. If you get my gist, it was a full spectrum dominance, and it's like a matrix. It's not a real one, but still, it's a very superiorly advanced matrix. So when I step outside, the system already knows I'm going outside with the dog, and here comes people zooming by, and that's giving power up to the drones, and them drones are going back and forth on the same computer grid line up in the sky. Now you have to understand, all of this is like a big computer grid, and it gets fed into the super quantum computers, hence we have a matrix. They are doing 3D surveillance, meaning live. It's live right there. Now, they're doing that with CERN and D-Wave. So they can radar right in and do a phase array on you and your entire neighborhood if they so sickeningly wish, these stinking satanic Luciferians. And or maybe it's people that don't know, they're also compartmentalized, and they're in the dark as well, and they just think they're playing maybe they're in the military and they're being trained and they don't even know what the hell they're doing. Maybe they've been taken over. Maybe they have been talked into, hey man, you can get this stuff shot into you and let us do all these things to you and you'll become a super soldier, because there's plenty of them that have been speaking out. And one of them that I highly respect, he's now gone, is Max Spears. You could tell he was tortured from the time he was a baby. I was a U.S. American historian, and I'm really ashamed of the United States government. It makes the generals that went on to do NSA. I always wanted just 5 minutes alone. That's not going to happen, I guess. I would love to have told Hayden and Alexander off. And by the way, they're both making big money weaponized electromagnetic weapons. That comes from Anthony Patch while he was researching a book he was writing. You can find Alexander, or at least you could, at Los Alamos, where he's making electromagnetic weapon testing on civilians' population. Yeah, so the latest thing is you throw somebody into a nut house, boom, boom, you got them classified as mentally ill, and now you can just shoot them with satellites and weaponized parasitic robots and nanobots and biotechnology and cell phones and cell towers and smart dust, flyovers. You can chase them down with helicopters. Hell, you can hang a yellow gurney from them if you just so choose. They don't care. They just want to see if they can drive you nuts. This is the name of their game. And this is your most powerful country in the world. That's something. See, I donated my husband's medical records to these freaks for free 3 days after he died. I had not yet had him buried. And it was supposed to, I did it to save lives in Iraq, I was told. That's a joke. Because, you know, all the wars are lies. The war in Iraq was a lie. They did 9/11. And they did it so that you wouldn't, they had, it was like they did 9/11 and man, the Luciferians headed underground. They were packing up. They were getting out of D.C., the whole bit. If you, you know, I'm pretty sure most all stories you see on your TV, which I stopped watching, and I do catch glimpses on the internet when I can stomach it, are green screened in the background. In other words, it's all fake. You know, Trump is fake. I can't even stand saying that name. He's fake. Oh, he said, you know, I caught glimpse that he was going to go after the Saudis for 9/11. Well, guess where he was right after he got in? He was over there kissing their ass big time. See, they don't care. The elite propped them up in front of us. They didn't, when Bush Jr. was up there, they certainly didn't care. And I know I'm glad I didn't vote for a CIA bastard to be in that one-time honorable position. You know, that they were getting rid of everybody and bringing in Hayden. You know, Brennan, oh, he only had 24 and a half years of top torture experience. That's a resume you can't argue with, I guess. And if you get my drift, this is what they were doing. They were setting everybody in there. It's like a torture frenzy. Now, I started getting into, you know, what would be so, it's like a feeding frenzy even. You know, and I can't find any animal in the animal world that tortures, you know, that they do so willfully. You know, what kind of, let me tell you, I was going to take up psychology when I was a teenager because I was that good at it. I'm glad I didn't. Is there no such thing as schizophrenia that's created just like AIDS? They've been depopulating us since, I guess, my entire life. Now, this end times agenda, it can mirror the back of the Bible, Revelations. Mirror. When I say some statements you have to search for and say, okay, maybe it could be that. It could be. Okay, it could be this. Now, wait a minute, it could be this. Well, I'm here to tell you that at the age of 14, My grandmother, who was a minister for her and my grandpa, at least 50 years between them, from West Virginia, uninfluenced by cities, they were deep in for many generations. You know, they sat me down. I had too many questions. Nothing made sense. Nothing was matching. There was just no rhyme or reason to the Bible as far as I was concerned. And I had been studying it for years. And I was the only one in Bible study every summer by myself at times. And I was too smart. They knew it. They used to have to come get me late at night out of the library, if that tells you anything. I enjoyed it. I had a very good reading comprehension, so that means I understood what I read. And I had questions, and they knew they had no choice, so they told me the truth. They said the Bible was written to control the masses. And it was, they told me, go look up Constantine when you grow up. And I didn't think about it. You know, time went by quick. And I realized the elephant in my room all my life was this artificial intelligence system, the military industrial complex, the CIA. And let me tell you, it isn't just the CIA, but, you know, they're the big ones. They're not even supposed to do surveillance on their own people in this country. So I guess they can route the call, NSA and CIA can route the call overseas. It comes back. It wasn't done here. Get it? That, all of it is a sham. All of it. I have read the WikiLeaks papers on the Taken loving it. And it was the best. It was horrific reading, but I realized we've all been had. And when he wrote on there, you can clearly see that they really have been on the Taken loving it. There's nothing honorable about the honorable whatsoever. And they even used people like William Viney for 30 years. Karen Stewart is NSA, almost 27 impeccable years. She's targeted with these weapons and gang stalked. Gang stalking means you got a pile of crazy people coming after you, whether it's cars, SUVs, motorcycles, airplanes, you name it, helicopters. You're being stalked in groups. If the police don't know about it, I'm at a loss. There's a sheriff that I spoke with that told me, you got drones on you. Yeah, they were coming down to the ground on me. So you can't argue with me. It's not just a red light or a white light, and I'm timing it to my attacks. They were coming down to the ground right in front of me by 2009 and 10 in the country, in a subdivision. I witnessed them. I was not yet, as far as I knew, being attacked with any type of signal weapons, although I might very well have been just a tad, because most of us have been targeted before we realized it. I know I got there, and I said to myself, what in the name of God am I doing in this area? I wanted to go to Florida. Well, eventually I did, after the you know, what I witnessed in that small town in North Carolina was, you know, it was out of a movie. But I knew I hadn't lost it. I thought everybody else had. I also, though, noticed people looking up in the sky. And they all seemed to be looking in the same directions for just that. Directions. What do they do next? When I see that, I turn my head to look to see where they're looking. Who are they getting directions from up the sky? So, and the only thing I could ever see were the very things I was pointing at to begin with before I got there. That I'm being followed by these lights in the sky, and I traced them up to a military base. What kind of military would do this? I'm 5'2" little lady. I'm an American. This just can't go on. Well, nobody told me, as a U.S. historian, that there was a group called the New World Order, and they'd been around at least 30 years. Matter of fact, as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing new about them. They're old. They're thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. Maybe even older than that. Old. Ancient. And the Anunnaki were not human. They couldn't have been. I can tell in anything you see of them that is in granite, my words, you know, just, you know, they're in stone. You can tell they got armor of some kind on. So obviously Earth was not someplace they could live. They're not from here. They can't deal with our atmosphere. They came here for gold for their own atmosphere. Even Mike Teslinger says they're long gone. Their civilizations are dead. And I agree. Now, had any of them survived thousands of years ago when the last cataclysm occurred, I'm sure they would have rebuilt them. They certainly would have had them rebuilt by now. We wouldn't be living the way we do. And quite frankly, we probably wouldn't even be alive. They hated us. They were raping mongrels. They were mongrels. They were not, you know, they were not of this. They were like animals. You know, they were animalistic. I don't know how else to say it. You know, they could just, this Enki could just rape anybody he seen if he felt like it. And they probably did. These are your fallen ones out of the Bible. So, no, I don't think the Anunnaki survived here. I don't see how they could have. And unless they got stuck here and had to live underground, I don't know. I don't see how it's possible. I think they would have died immediately. I think this would have done something to their mentality. I don't know. I just don't think they could have done it. I really don't. That's too long, thousands of years. Now, maybe they've got people running it down here for them, and that's where your black nobility pope and where the pope and them come from. They dress just like them. They dress like them. Their paraphernalia is just like them. Their entire, archaeologically, you can look at the Vatican and you can see all the symbolisms and everything. It's Anunnaki / Freemasons. And if you get into the encyclopedia of the Kabbalah, let's say, and the Freemasonic encyclopedias, in their own words, they define what Freemason means. Now, they did masonry work thousands of years ago. Think of the pyramids were made with stone. Okay. What it meant was gray. I can't make that up. So your Freemasons, the actual terminology meaning, the actual meaning of that word is, it boils down to their grays. I'm just saying. Now, again, back to the Anunnaki. They're wearing something over their heads, their arms, their legs. It's body armor. And if you look really good at their arms and legs, you can see that they're slithers of some legs and arms, slithers. And they're inside some kind of metal braces, framework. Are they grays? Or are they the slithery reptilians? I can't believe I'm saying that. So that's probably what came here as master, you know, they knew how to work on genes. And we're not, you know, they're not a full deck. They're evil. They don't give a daggone about humans whatsoever. And that's what I see going on now. I'm just saying, this is what I see that's been going on. You know, it's a good possibility that it's them again. And their human counterparts they left here in charge are as well underground. And they learned all this technology from them. Because for some reason, I just don't buy they shot down an alien UFO and Area 51. Is too much on that. See, anything that's out here, they put out there. You know, if you don't think that the internet is controlled by the military, you know, industrial intelligence complex, I don't know what to tell you. It is. Every story. They've been running propaganda in Hollywood since day one, World War One. Of course, that's when their bosses took over, the Rothschilds and the Jesuits. Again, the Jesuits go back. That's the Pope and them. They dress like the Anunnaki. They have all the paraphernalia is Anunnaki. They've been controlling the Bible. Constantine, he was the first Pope. They wrote the Bible was all authorized under them. They finally released it in the 1600s. Sir Francis Bacon, he was a maniac. He was a genius, granted, but he was a maniac and Freemason. And they had to get the Bible rewritten and released to the public at that time. Nobody had it at that time. Nobody in the public was allowed to touch it, read it, see it without the Pope and them. And so here we are now. And the richest ones in the world, again, you know. Oh, and I might add that the Pope doesn't really run things. Above him is the black nobility. Nazi pig. That's my terminology for them. And their banker is the Rothschilds. Now, the name I have read about this, Rothschild, goes all the way back to the Anunnaki days, as does Rockefeller. Those two words, look it up. This is all, you can Google it. And during their era, they used weapons like this, the kind you cannot see. They used electromagnetics and microwaves. They used all this technology as well. They had what I would classify, for you to understand, and myself, they had UAV, hovering craft. We could call them drones, maybe. And they really did have all this. You see, they were extremely advanced when they came here. But I think we were too. Matter of fact, I believe we were more advanced in our own way. You know, see, they had trouble with their planet, Nibiru. Well, lo and behold, guess what's been back for at least, in my opinion, at least 10 years, if not longer? Nibiru. It's huge, and you sometimes when you look up at the sky, you might be looking at it. There's a guy named Sam Huffman. He runs Montana Skywatch over at Facebook. You might want to go over there and look him up and maybe look at all his videos and photos. I learned from him what I was seeing in the sky. When I was in Florida, the chemtrails were off the charts, as was the air stalking. So I used to film it. And everybody would tell me, get out there with a camera, film, film, film. And, you know, somehow I knew it was a waste of my time. This was too big of an agenda. And I had a gut feeling it was end times. What else could it be? I do not believe in any way that I've been cursed. I don't believe anybody in my family's been cursed. And I'll tell you why. It's out of the Bible. And the Freemasons wrote that so that they would have a twisted good time now. The first Queen Elizabeth, under King James, like the King James Authorized Version. You know, these people were nuts. They were maniacs. They were sick. They put the Bible together. Well, this is during the first Queen Elizabeth era, and they were actually doing Stargate technology then, inviting demons into them for power and to go against everyone. They were slaughtering everybody, including Christians, if they didn't believe exactly like they do. I'm just saying, we have really been, we've had the wool pull over us. You know, but there's only so much time you got. When you're indoctrinated from a child up that you have to take classes, you have to go to school, you have to learn this, you have to learn that. And looking back on it, you know, that's a control system that's unbelievable, that people couldn't even homeschool. It was illegal. Then, as it is now, and it's been illegal for some time, we've been controlled beyond belief. They probably feel they have a right to. They have no right. You know, somewhere down the road, this control system has gotten out of hand. When decent, good people, in particular, it seems like those of us that are traditional in our thinking, you understand, we're traditional people. We're going to be eliminated first. We're reprogrammed. We're replaced with programmable droids. And yes, there are people walking around that talk like robots because they got satellite robots on them. And we're getting signals sent to us, like things being sent to the brain to cause you to act robotic. And they do act twisted, satanically demonic. So then they do. That's what they have a good time shooting down into you. This is how they consider managing humanity. I'm just trying to understand who manages all of them. Because they have, you know, I know personally, this has been very dehumanizing, demoralizing. They have devalued the worth of me as a human being with the technology that's of mass destruction. I'm embarrassed that I'm an American, quite frankly. I'm embarrassed of the military, and I'm embarrassed of the intelligence. These are the ones that we thought were working behind the scenes protecting us. The reality was they were doing anything but. They were committing depopulation murder. And there's nothing brave about being a murderer. There's nothing brave about spraying down on your people. There's nothing brave about shooting drones and satellites down at people and putting cell towers up, hooking them to cell phones, and controlling the hell out of others. And there's nothing honorable about being a scientist or whatever the hell you are. There's nothing honorable about black budget programs. You know, it's in my opinion, if they're so brave, why didn't they come right out and do it? And it's got to be for one reason, because there's just not that many of them. They're afraid of the American. They were afraid in particular of Americans. They're afraid of humanity. And so I'm glad I have this opportunity. I'm paying for this to get my opinion out. This is my show, and people are welcome to call in when you hear how my opinions on things. But I got a button I can hit if you're not legitimate, and I intend on using it. If I sound a bit hard, it's because I'm fed up. There's people suffering from Morgellons. These are self-replicating fibers that are sprayed down on us. Some of them are right out of a laboratory. They've got them underneath telescopes. You can see it. And people, I know people that are suffering horribly from this. I have myself have things crawling around on me, and I have my weight is went out of proportion to me. This isn't me. I have felt my body swell and swell and swell and swell while beam weapons are being shot into me for weeks on end. How long could you go without losing your mind? And then to think they're researching your mind, too. Don't they know anything about it? Apparently they don't. Is this so that somebody can help their cells to normalcy? Yeah, that's what I don't get. Now, they've uploaded most of our minds through the cell phone technology, and I might add, this is in the air. This air, it's in the etheric. It's programmed. It's programmable as they go, I might add. It's programmable. And this is all mind-altering things, and while they're having a good time committing no-touch torture as well, all of this is torture, I might add, while they're eliminating us. You know, see, because it's in my opinion that they're doing this because they know that a pulse shift's about to happen, and we are the walking dead. So they've just made it an open-air, one big feeding frenzy laboratory, lab-ratting all of us. And their artificial intelligence, supposedly, one is rogue and another isn't. And I might add that I believe this guy who came public over at Alfred Webbery that said they lost control of one of them. There might be another one out there, too. I agree, but there's apparently another AI that they're training, because I can tell it's being trained on me. And I'm not the only person to say that. It's sickening. And what they did is they're uploading our personalities so they can upload our minds, our personalities, to the elite or whomever. Now, I could go even further and tell you there are good people out here who have tried to go public about being underground since the time they were children, and they got above ground, and they hit the internet to go public about the horrific things that they've been through and what's going on in the deep underground military bases, the My Labs, DARPA, you know. I mean, they've made a killing on us. But there's a guy named Aug, A-U-G. I would strongly suggest you look for him over at YouTube and WordPress. He's really good. And he, you need to read his blog. You're going to be there several days just reading through it. You might be there longer trying to wrap your thinking around it. And I've been there enough to realize he's telling the truth. And he even admits he doesn't know if they told him all, you know, if they did all this and then let him go and told, supposedly he thinks he was around some of the good ones. I don't see how anybody good that does this to another. And they've been hiding. You understand this is a breakaway civilization, so to speak. They have their own world underground. Underground, you know, maybe that's what my grandparents meant when they said, you know, that evil exists in this world and they're underground. They used to tell me that all the time, and I used to think, yeah, sure, they were right. And these are the days where they brought it out. Now, some of it's prophesized. Well, I'm going to say this as a historian. What I did is I figured out who would benefit from all this, who has the most to benefit, who has the most to lose, who benefits, who has the most to lose. They got to have both of them going in place. That would be your military intelligence and the high-level Rothschild kind of banksters and, you know, your high-level Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, big people, big politicians that sold us out. You know, these are the people that, you know, we gave them charge, and they're down below because they're scared to death of this pole shift and this planetary system that's back. And it's not just Nibiru. It's seven planets. Nibiru was the 6th or 7th. Some of them have their own moons. Plus, we have a second sun. It's a dead, dying, brown dwarf sun. And did I mention they turned into comets when they got here? They're huge. They take up the whole sky. They're huge. I mean, they're getting bigger and bigger. And I just don't believe that's really our sun up there, although it could be. It just doesn't look it. It's swelled out. It's too big. I understand we've been hopping around, moving now as well. There's another big planet that came along with it. It's called Hercolibus. Emeru, there's different names for it, but it's a huge red gas object. It's huge. It probably takes up at least half of the universe. Well, that's back too. As a matter of fact, I'm photographing it, I believe. So, and I have witnessed seeing this two, what I thought were two separate sunsets, one to the north, one to the west. And it's bouncing around from the east to the west. Well, now, as the sun closes in to the north, that's when we will have our pole shift. It's about there. I'm just saying, I have seen it there before and then seen it bounce back. So at this moment, it's about there. And there are good people earlier this year and last year I listened to that said, be prepared sometime around September, October. That would be all she wrote. It would be over. I do not believe I'm going to hell. I don't believe in hell. I believe you can make hell for people when you flash horrific images in their mind and you shoot them down. You have electromagnetic weapons pointed at them constantly. You can make life hell, yeah. But is this... So I guess this is hell. I don't know. If there's a hell, this is it. But it's coming from underground, you know, by your own so-called people who, I might add, are not my people anymore at all, whatsoever. I disown and you have no respect at all. And so I don't think there is a hell, at least not on this earth, other than what they've done. And I get tired of talking about them, but I'm trying to awaken others so you'll know. If you see your neighbors acting strange, don't think there's anything, I can't honestly say there's anything wrong with them or you. It's that they've got nanobots, smart dust, whatever in them, and maybe somebody's pointing a satellite ray down to them. This is a phaser ray. I've had them radar in right on me when I was surrounded by women with children. I'm getting false images stuck in my head because they want me to say this. This thing is putting things into my head just as I'm getting ready to say it. I'm at a loss. Why are they doing that? But I guess, again, this is their warfare. You have to read the NASA documents. And if you don't think, if you're going to sit around and decide, well, gee, you don't know if it's authentic or not, you're not going to ever decide. You know, what you need to do is go look at them, read them. Compare, are you being targeted? Compare to what others are saying that are being targeted. because they mirror everything that's been done to me. So, the elite, and I hate that term. The only thing they're elite at is murdering. So those that are committing these heinous experimentations are, I'm at a loss. I don't know what to say. They're just, they lost their humanity. They never had it, maybe. And that's where I, at times, don't think they're really human, because they don't act human. Now, you can get into the term psychopath, and they obviously are all psychopathic. That just doesn't cut it for me. It's worse than being psychopathic. You know, maybe they are in part robotic. Since it's transhumanism and they're testing it on us, maybe they already are. Maybe that they've been that for a long time. Maybe they're trying to be like the Anunnaki. I don't know, but I can tell you this. If they are what they're doing to us and what a lot of people say, then they're long gone. Supposedly they're using us, this is a factory. Yeah, like a human factory, and we're nothing but a commodity, and that's it, to the highest bidder. And if there's humans involved in this, and apparently there are, I don't know what to say. It's bad enough when you commit high treason to your country, which is committing it to 400 plus million Americans. But when you're doing this to humanity and yourself, then, you know, we're at a loss. You know, we've had high treason traitors as humans doing this to humanity. And they just happen to be working for the power brokers, and we're screwed. I'm just saying. So personally, I've been preparing to die. This targeting is so bad that I don't care if I die yesterday. I really don't care. I don't believe I'm going to hell. I used to. I no longer do. When I realized I was being programmed, I refuse to go with the programs. I'm going to be sitting here waiting forever and a day if I'm waiting for God to come down and help me. It's just not happening. I could keep waiting. I could keep praying to that God, thinking maybe today God will come help me. Others say, well, you got to ask. Why should I ask? Why should I have to ask? Again, we've been indoctrinated by the lying liar, lying, torturing, murdering thieves to tell us how to think and what to be. So, and what you can hear in my coughing, that's the chemtrails and the microwaves and God knows what else that they're constantly shooting into me, constantly. I've had nanobots shot into me, felt them crawl all over the place under my skin. I've had what I believe are more Morgellon fibers, had a life of their own, programmed. They were programmed or programmable. This is satanic science. And all I can say is our world is run by satanic, Luciferian, godless people that think they're gods. That's all I can say. Again, I've had gray put in front of me. I've had black shadow people. I've had spinning balls of holograms that looked like people were inside of them. And I think all of it was being projected down to me. I seen two beams, and I thought, oh, wow, there's the beams, you know, coming from outside the house, in the walls, and it was right at the holograms. And that gave it away. I backed away when that happened twice, and I thought, wow, wait a minute. They're not real. They're holograms. You know, I'm not saying that that wasn't evil. That was heinous. I might be half nuts now from all of it. I don't know. I really don't care. You see, what kept me sane, to be honest, was when I looked at this whole scenario and realized that they were out of their minds. There was no way I was going to lose mine. Because they're the ones that are crazy, not us. They're the ones that are not normal. This is not normal. This is alien to this, to our world. This is alien to our life, to what we know as normal. You know, so you tell me, were we indoctrinated? Okay, we were indoctrinated. We were controlled from education to right down to our living quarters, how we were going to live, what we're going to eat, church, the whole bit, okay? All right, somebody's controlled all that. They sat down, they, okay, this is how we're going to do humanity as they get bigger and bigger, more populated. Okay, how did they turn into the evil that they are? How did they get where they realized having us live like us was the normal way for a human population, but behind the scenes, they're a total opposite. You understand what I mean? So that's where my confusion comes in. So you're telling me that they must feel our lives are not normal, whereas theirs are? Or do they know they're not living a normal life and that they're, you know, they're whack jobs? Do they know that? Do they know they're whack jobs? See, because it's in my opinion that you have to look again at who benefits, who has the most to lose, who has the most to benefit, who has the most to lose, who has all the controls at their fingertips, no matter where they're at in the world, no matter what they're doing, whether they be home or out. Someone would have to have their fingers at the controls. Who? Who would have that? On a global level, who would have control of all of humanity? Who would have control of the upper elite to have them act a sick way that they do? And it has to be the military intelligence surveillance complex. It's them. They're the only ones. The intelligence is all connected now. Yeah, you know, the I spy, oh, they're against each other. That was all loaded crap. So we buy that as kids. The 007, they don't look anything like that in their dreams. And they got computers running the whole thing that think stronger, way faster than people. So they're not all the brainy, suave-looking things that they want us. They projected on the screen. They're not 007, but they do have connections. They had an international connection. They're the only ones that had the most to gain. They're the only ones that had the motives and the means. They had motive and means at the touch of a finger, right there in their hand. It's them. So it's the intelligence that's controlling the military. They're taking their orders. And the intelligence are obviously Freemasonic, Rosicrucian and all that, Society of Jesus, all that goes all the way up past the Black Pope. And that would be the ones that are acting and want to think that they're Anunnaki. Because if they're Anunnaki, they would have had them pyramids and everything else redone long ago, long before I was thought of, long before my grandparents were thought of, thousands of years ago. They would have had it done. They would have had it done 2,000 years ago or 1,000 years ago. They would have had it done 500 years ago, 400 years ago. Keep on going. You know, we could keep moving up. They could have had them done by now. So it's not them. So I take them off the table. Maybe they don't exist anymore. Maybe they've been wiped off. I don't know. For some reason, I don't feel they exist anymore. I really don't. So humans come in, and they said, hey, we're going to, you know, the cataclysm, we're all underground. They're planning their next time they come back up after the cataclysm is cleared, and it's safe to come back up. And next thing you know, you got the Sumerians. They just popped out of nowhere. And there's that that very advanced civilization over there that just came out of nowhere. Well, obviously, they were underground and came up, and then they just started roboticizing everybody. If you look at the Sumerians, their eyes are all big, and they look like robots. I'm just saying, they look like a bunch of robots to me. They don't look real. They're all got their hands held the same way. And I might add, one of them is Noah. So, And then here we are, you know, we're biological. And when I say bio, you know, we're biological, biogenetic to here, to Earth. You understand? We're of Earth. Robots are not of Earth. They're not real. The voices that you're getting to your head, the thoughts that are being put into your mind, that's coming from a satellite pointed above me. And that's hooked to an artificial intelligence, super quantum computer system that's been just spread all over our Earth, everywhere, from the ground up to the sky. It's full spectrum dominance. It's smart grid. It's cloud computing. It's everything. The cell phones, cell towers, iPads, your hard drives, the electromagnetics that they purposely made to purposely go with the nano and everything else they're shooting at us, the metals, everything. Oh, my God, I'm drawn to all this in an agonizing way. Plus, they're shooting down at your weakest places. Now, I'm not known to be outspoken. Matter of fact, I'm known to be just the opposite. So you should consider speaking out. If you hear me doing it, what have you got to lose? You know, personally, I'm not leaving this earth until I speak out. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm speaking out. I'm fed up with nano weapons, binary bio weapons. I'm sick of my food being used on me. And yes, I can sit here and eat, and then a satellite UAVs hovering over me are going to shoot down at me. I'm sick of having robots and programmable matter come at me, these so-called ghosts. It's programmable black matter. It's black. I've seen them. They can dart right through you. It's microwaves darting right through you. This AI system is a weapon system that was created, I think, under Reagan. And it was supposed to be put up there for nuclear protection slash, I'm going to be honest, I think it was to stop, they figured they could stop, it was probably for depopulation. I want to say it would be to stop fireballs and meteors from coming down. They are coming down, though. I've been seeing them for several years now. I have film and videos, and you can see them over at YouTube. I had a big website, and I let it go because I just didn't, you know, I didn't feel I was getting the kind of attention that I was hoping I'd get. I did have over almost 3,000 people, but I tried it again, and it's just not working because it's too late. I believe it's way too late. People's minds are gone. Nobody's thinking properly. There's too many people that are taking a step up and speaking out, and there's just not enough time in a day to look at every doggone YouTube video being made. There isn't. And everybody's off in different areas with their belief systems. If I watch enough of it, I won't believe anything that's happened to me either. This is a covert, and in my opinion, overt, because they know nobody knows anymore. They've got people where they can throw you in a simulation via CERN's D-Wave, and the next thing you know, nobody knows what's going on. Your neighbors don't hear a thing. How's that possible? At 3 o'clock in the morning, every night, they didn't know? They didn't know because apparently, they can phase the array down, and it'll just be in a circular area, say around my house. Nobody's going to hear anything going on but me, regrettably. And that's the hell I've been put through here. I went through a period where, you know, the first thing I did with psychotronics, and that's the basis for this, psychotronics. I read about where that came from. I'm not even going to go there because they actually have psychotronic scientists. What a waste of time. And this is what happened. And they made a fool out of the science. They made a fool out of all Americans. And you know why they did that? Because they're Nazis. It's plain and simple. They're Nazis. World War II was a litmus test. They're not. I knew as a child where the population was going to go. But they also knew that Planet X was on its way back. They knew that. Now, if they knew that, I've heard had people ask me, well, if they know that, and they know we're all going to die horribly, why bother? Because they're making, it's apparent that there's apparently They have nothing. This is a way they trick the elite and the American public into paying for all this. And again, who they benefit. Somebody's got to pay for their ticket underground and their food for the next, 50 to 100 years? I don't think any of them are probably getting a free ride down there. And maybe it's because they want a computer to do all their thinking for them. Maybe they want, what I read originally is they want these AI systems to run their whole cities. And this AI system's going to decide in their highfalutin, futuristic cities, if they survive what's coming. It's going to decide who lives and who dies, just like now. Matter of fact, I believe I was put on this when I was born. I was taken to a military base and left there for several days. It's no longer there. That military base did a lot of all the research that of all the heinous things that were done to me as a teenager. I'm extremely bitter from that, but I'm getting it off my chest because I'll be damned if I'll die with it on my soul. And I might add, we have a soul. It's matter. And it's got my mind went with it, so you know. And you do have free will that I'm aware of. And you might want to consider that because I don't know about you, but when I see the light, or let's just say the tunnel, for if they're even going to bother doing it, you know, this is where they capture souls so they can reuse them over and over again to feed on. I highly doubt I'm going to be going into it. I will exercise my free will, and the answer will be no. Matter of fact, I might even say hell no. I'm not going there. I might not even respond, and I'm thinking my way out of there. And that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to use your mind and think. And think hard. And if you see any holes, I'm just saying, if it were me, I'd go through them. That's what I'm going to do. Because I'm not coming back here. Because I know what they're doing underground, and it's more than just underground. It is a tremendously big and powerful civilization. And they don't want humans around anymore. They don't want us around anymore. Now, it's too late to wake the American people up, or I'd say start doing it. This could be my last broadcast because we might not be here tomorrow. That's how bad the skies look. We're getting plummeted with solar rays that are unbelievable. I don't even know how any of us are functioning with all the bio and nano that's being shot all down on us, and the skies are saturated. That it forms like a metal mirror, chemtrails going across the sky, and I could see the reflection of them back into the sky. That tells you what's up there, metal. It was like a metal reflection. I've been gang-stalked, and I don't know how many states now. It's unbelievable. But I do not believe I'm cursed. I do not believe I'm a victim. I'm a victim of a world that lost its mind to survive. And you know what? They might not survive either. According to many, this is going to be a cataclysm that is going to hit the earth. That'll not be like any of the others. This is going to be pretty bad. And it's very telling when you know that they are studying to be holograms themselves, run by computers. What do they know that we don't know? What kind of world are they going to have, if any? Is that the only way they're going to be able to survive? Now, if they're trying to, everything they're trying to do replicates interdimensional, interdimensional kind of what you would call maybe aliens or ghosts or whatever. So is that what they want to be? Because I honestly don't think there were any real ones, at least not put it before me. And, how do you battle air? All I'm doing is battling a mirrored image, you know. I don't believe they're real demons. This is demonic. It's heinous. It's horrible. You know, if anything, it's the humans behind us. And maybe they've been taken over. I hear they have been. I don't know. But if the Anunnaki were here, and they were from another planet, Planet Nibiru, then who else has been here? See what I mean? But I think humanity has lost their not all of us above ground. Those of us on the surface have been guinea pigged beyond belief, sadly, in the mind and the body. This is the sickest depopulation ever that the Bilderbergs brought to our table, but they did it for the CFR, the Trilateral. That came up through the Pentagon, which got it through the Illuminati, Freemason, Rosicrucian, all that, Society of Jesus, on and on. There's so many of them, trust me. That's all above the Pope. And, you know, they got all of this from the, what do you call it, the suppository of King Solomon. And he was not the good guy that you might think he was. And matter of fact, he was a Freemason nut, like all of them. Lying, you know, just think of everything that's on them Ten Commandments that they put before us to live by. They didn't. They did just the opposite and had a darn good time doing it. I'm not saying it's good to be evil, but it's just this is what's ran our world. This is how come my husband got blown in half, left for dead for 45 minutes, and then I'm chased all over the damn country by these black op budget freaks with yellow gurneys hanging from helicopters. That represents how he got into shock trauma. So what is it about trauma? Well, the only thing I could find at my is that it goes back pre-Christian. That's pre-fallen Nephilim. That's when they were doing a lot of genetic whack work, sadly. You get past there, now we're at the Archons and the Demiurge. The Demiurge was known as was probably an AI system. And this is who the elite think is the one eye, their God. They think that's God. And you might even go back further. It goes probably, I don't even want to get into it, the Venus thing and all that, Jupiter, whatever. Because these planets used to be in the sky before the last major cataclysm. This is what they seen up in the sky. They didn't see a sun and a moon like we do. They seen way well what they had to see. And they thought all of that was the gods doing it to them. And I say gods because that's what they thought. They didn't think it was God. They thought it was gods. So that's, you know, there's no telling our true history. There's a place called hiddenfromhumanity.com. It's very interesting. I don't know what to make of it. That there, it appears there were giants and maybe they ran it. I don't know. And or it was computers or I don't know. You might want to go back to that, but it appears to go back to a very early civilization that we're not going to learn anything about. You know, only what we can find others saying. Other than that, I really don't have much more to say other than I'm a targeted individual. I was targeted when my husband was blown in half and left for dead on the Wall Street, CIA Wall Street, Rothschild site. It was 99% their fault. That was through their own deposition. They learned that no court in the land would turn me down. I became the enemy. I was followed overnight from that point on by people in dark vehicles, mostly males. I had something coming at me that I could not define. I would have called it the Truman Show, and this was their Skynet terminating police from the skies that came after me. They didn't want me, you know, it was preventing me from being spiritual, because spirituality gets you through. It helps you to live longer. It helps you to be braver. So what I've learned to do is, I don't know, I walk in within myself. Even though I don't feel good, I feel strange, I'm weak, I'm sick. You know, I'm sick. I haven't had much sleep in years. They sleep deprived. You get attacked more at night. You're getting, you wake up with bubbliness going on in your chest. You know, it's like death rattles all the time, major death rattles. This is the sickness behind this, you know. Their AI system, which is run by computers, in my opinion, whoever designed it, whoever engineered it, you know, they're sick. you know, these people shouldn't be allowed to exist on the face of the earth at all, or underground. They shouldn't be anywhere on this planet. Also, you know, and so I have weaponized parasites, weaponized nanotech, laser beams, tasers, beam weapons, satellites, cell towers, cell phones, you name it. I've tried to detox, and it's just, they got me day one, and I'm just a little tiny 5'2" little lady, and I was surrounded by all of them. And a lot of the things I tell you can be backed up by sheriffs, detectives, that witnessed all this, and they knew. And I know the detectives were very, very sincerely sorry. And they told me that Jehovah would be with me in my sick, dying bed. That was chilling. So when I see the level of people that know, and they couldn't stop it, and I got a hold of over 40 Homeland Security departments, and they couldn't do anything. They didn't even have my name. Until I got back to the local one that, where I realized that the NSA, and I know for a fact they came after me right before the lawsuit was picking up, you know. I was going to walk in and say no, and I'll see you in my 2 weeks in court, because I know I was going to win. And it was the principle, you know, where you're not going to find principle anymore in a New World Order world. You're not going to find it. And again, what they're doing is, the top elite, they're sick. They're MK Ultra'd out. They're bunkers. And I believe that the elite intelligence did that to them. That's who stands to benefit the most. They got the motives, the means, and they stand to lose the most as well if this doesn't work out. So what they're doing, I understand that they run the Bible like a script. And they expect everybody just to go right along with it. And if you don't, oh my God, you're going to hell and all this other bullshit. And it is bullshit, regrettably. And that's, I still wear two crosses. It's just my way of, I don't know. It's just there. I don't even think about them anymore. Because I don't believe that Jesus is coming down from the sky to save me anytime soon. Not because Jesus wouldn't. I just don't think, I just don't anymore. I don't live on fairy tales anymore. I'm very sorry that humanity has gotten stuck with these, you know, these degeneratives. And, we're being slow killed. We're being killed with a military and intelligence around the world that, for the elite that, I don't know what to say. I'm not real sure how they live with themselves. So, I'm going to leave it there. There is an evil perpetration going on against humanity, especially those that are the most, vulnerable to this. I'm going to say, traditional type people. Who they know that their neighbors would believe in if they said, you know what, there's something funny going on in this world, and we would have been a force to reckon with. But that's neither here nor there now. And what I offer is a gathering place during the storm to chat. You can call in. The call-in number would have been 657-383-0688. I might do try another show in a night or two. And again, that's guest call-in, and you can also contact me through my website at lisahumanelife.wordpress.com. And with that, I'm going to end the show, and I wish everybody well, and may God bless. Thank you.